Tariff ruling sparks uncertainty for automotive industry. The U.S. Supreme Court has dealt a significant blow to President Trump's tariffs, striking down the sweeping measures in a 6-3 vote. The court ruled that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, does not grant the president the authority to impose tariffs without congressional approval. This decision marks a major victory for those who argued that the president overstepped his authority. The ruling has significant implications for the automotive industry, which has been feeling the pinch of rising car prices due to the implementation of tariffs last year. According to a study by Automotive News, sticker prices for vehicles assembled in Canada rose by nearly 10% over the past 7 months, resulting in a $3,991 increase in cost. The prices of cars built in Japan and Germany also saw significant increases, adding $3,298 and $2,819 respectively. However, it's worth noting that the tariffs imposed under the IEEPA are separate from those implemented through Sections 232 and 301, which impose tariffs due to national security and unfair trade practices. The Supreme Court's decision does not affect these levies, leaving the automotive industry with some uncertainty about its future. The major automakers have been tight-lipped on their reaction to the ruling, with General Motors, Nissan, and Toyota declining comment. However, Ford has stated that it is studying the effects of the decision and assessing its implications. The company will continue to work with the administration and Congress on policies that promote a strong and globally competitive U.S. auto sector. The dissenting opinion from Justice Brett Kavanaugh highlights the potential for a messy refund push by companies who have paid tariffs. This could result in billions of dollars being recovered by companies, which could be passed on to consumers. However, it's unclear exactly what this would look like and how it would play out. The implementation of the Trump administration's tariffs sent shockwaves through the automotive industry last year. The 25% import taxes on vehicles and parts led to manufacturers scrambling to deal with the new regulations. Many companies, including Ford, GM, Honda, and Stellantis, fought for exceptions on cars assembled in Canada and Mexico. The easing of tariffs on the auto sector in August 2025 was a small step towards reducing the industry's burden. However, it's unclear if or when the tariff situation will improve. The automotive industry is likely to remain uncertain until further guidance is provided by the administration and Congress. As the situation continues to unfold, one thing is clear: the automotive industry is facing significant challenges due to the ongoing trade tensions. The ruling has sparked uncertainty about the future of tariffs and their impact on car prices. The long-term implications of this decision are yet to be seen. However, it's likely that the automotive industry will continue to face challenges in the coming months and years as the trade situation continues to evolve.